Let's turn now to another and increasingly popular mode of transportation. You guessed it, bikes. Since the year 2000, the number of bike commuters across the country has risen 62%. The number of bike-related accidents and injuries has also gone up. But the way those accidents are documented hasn't really changed at all. Now, a group of researchers says that updating how crashes are reported might be one of the best ways to improve bicycle safety. That's today's Common Health segment, and study co-author Anne Lusk joins us. She's a research scientist at the Department of Nutrition at the Harvard School of Public Health. Anne, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So first of all, you know, take us to a hypothetical accident scene. When there is an accident between a bicycle and a car, or a vehicle specifically, how do law enforcement officers now record what happened?
They currently, in most states, are filling out a piece of paper. The piece of paper was designed a long time ago. It is car-centric. Many of the templates include two figures, or two drawings of vehicles. And the police officer is standing on the street corner. It's a stressful environment. There are people who are unhappy, sometimes people who are gravely hurt. Mm. And the police also are documenting how hurt they are. The police are drawing a diagram in a box of the actual impact. And sometimes they put in sort of some of the street locations by an intersection, other parked cars. And they also are handwriting in cursive, usually, a description of the crash. Hmm. All of that information in the drawing and also in the handwriting is not then coded and put into a spreadsheet for others to analyze later on.
It's not. Okay. Well, let me ask you, for bike-specific accidents, what's wrong, what's lacking in this current standard way that police officers document an accident?
Picture just sliding around two pieces of 8.5 by 11 inch paper on your desk and making them collide. And you'd find that that's the image of two cars colliding. But then take a pen and slide that around with a car, and you'd find, oh, the pen can go in the car doors.
I see.
The pen can hit a mirror. So the interaction between a pencil, a line, and a rectangle, a car, are very different compared to two cars colliding.
I see. And none of that ever gets recorded?
Not specific in spreadsheet data, because there are only systematically 2 points about the pedal cyclist, as they're called, because they're different from a motorcyclist. One, was it a pedal cyclist? And two, did they have a helmet?
So in your paper, you call for law enforcement groups around the country to essentially have a new way of documenting specifically bicycle-related accidents. And I noticed that when we started this conversation, you said they're writing it down currently on a piece of paper, and you'd like to see folks come into the 21st century with tablets and document all these new variables that you said, you know, directly digitally.
The reason we would like to focus on the police is they're the ones at the crime scene. We'd also love to work with technological developers of this, an electronic tablet, to find out what is easy, what can they use, and then maybe even do some pilot testing and have them fill out the older handwritten form and then fill out the electronic tablet and see, is there some data that we feel is critical and that is now missed?
Yeah. So, I mean, here's what it all comes down to. Why do you think, or how, if this were done, would it improve bicycle safety on roads across the country?
We know that data helped improve the design of vehicles and improve the safety of the car occupants. We want that same high level of detail to be available to anyone across the world to then do analysis on their vehicle-bicycle crashes and improve three things. One, improve the vehicle. Two, improve the bicycle environment. And three, maybe improve the bicycle itself.
The bicycle itself, mm-hmm. That was the one that I thought probably no change could be made to it that would really, I mean, it's a bicycle, it's a vehicle on two wheels.
There are some sensors that can forewarn you that a car is coming up behind or that you're getting close to a car. The difficulty with mapping the proximity, either for the vehicle driver or the bicyclist, is the bicyclists are more like stealth cats coming up on all sides. And you have to almost be touching the car to be detected. And in that split second from coming up beside the car, being detected, and then that hapless car driver not being able to see the bicyclist and make an advance movement to protect the bicyclists and protect them is just difficult.
Yeah. This is so fascinating. So additional data, you're saying, could, you know, possibly change car design to help drivers better see cyclists. But obviously, the data could help urban design specifically when it comes to how and where bicycle tracks and paths and lighting patterns, et cetera, are all used. But what I was thinking when during the course of our conversation is that I haven't heard you say that there'd be anything that police would document when it comes to behaviors. You know, I mean, I guess even for vehicle accidents right now, they don't document necessarily liability or behavior. But I know that that's a real point of contention mm-hmm. between drivers and cyclists right now.
We did try to map from the text whether or not the bicyclist saw the car driver or whether the car driver saw the bicyclist. But we found over and over again that both of them were saying, no, they couldn't see each other. But we could document behavior. Was there a bike lane and the bicyclist was inside the bike lane? Or, because there's no side path law, so you do not have to bicycle inside the bike lane if there is one present, was the bicyclist in the road? Had they taken a lane to turn left at an intersection, which is fine. But again, back to looking at big data, analyzing all the crashes and identifying that there are just too many bicyclists being doored. Mm. So maybe a car manufacturer would say, when you turn off the key, when you undo your seatbelt, there's a warning light that goes on in the back left side of your car that tells a passing bicyclist in a bike lane, there's a good chance that a driver will be getting out of this car.
So mentioning car manufacturers mm-hmm. Leads me to point out that your study was financed by Nissan. Why are they in particular interested in new and better kinds of data?
Nissan, their goal was to create the world's best database because they knew the gains that could come from having data to improve the vehicles. And we would love to have this same electronic tablet applied worldwide with the same coded measures worldwide to then improve the safety of the bicyclist. And again, I can't underscore enough the safety of the car driver.
Yeah. I mean, and it just seems to be an issue that's only growing in importance as all of us are sharing the roads more intensely than ever. Well, Anne Lusk is a research scientist at the Department of Nutrition at the Harvard School of Public Health. She's co-author of a new study in the journal Injury Prevention that calls on police nationwide to improve the reporting of crashes between vehicles and bicycles, and they've also got some very specific ideas on how to do that. There's a link to our original Common Health post on our website, radioboston.org. Anne, thank you so much.
Thank you. It was lovely to be here.
Stay with us. Coming up, the pleasures of sugar season in New England and some of the challenges facing the maple syrup industry. I'm Anthony Brooks.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.